This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Let's go back to the beginning of that bit of the interview when I asked where the next crisis is going to come from. First words out of Neil Kashkari's mouth, emerging markets, which gets us neatly in an unfortunate kind of way to one slice of the economic news of this Wednesday. More troubles in emerging markets, specifically in their currencies, which continue to fall against the dollar. The Argentinian peso has lost half its value against the greenback this year. Same for the Turkish lira. Investors are souring on Brazil and India, South Africa, also Indonesia. But here's the thing. Some of those countries have been through currency and financial crises before. And while, yes, each crisis is different, we do know that sometimes countries hit by currency flu can take years or perhaps even as much as a decade to come back. From Washington, Marketplace's Scott Tong has that one.
To most of us, emerging market currency crises can seem far away. But for people living in the affected countries, the pain can be real, says economist Liliana Rojas Suarez of the Center for Global Development.
After plagues, natural disasters, and wars, financial crisis hurts a country the most.
In the 80s, she remembers Latin America suffered a lost decade. Investors and bankers fled, countries heavily in debt ran out of money, and governments slashed their safety nets with consequences for the poor.
The gains in terms of income inequality, as well as reduction of poverty, have gone backwards.
Some economies take a long time to recover. If there's no lender of last resort like the International Monetary Fund to bail them out, or if there's political upheaval to make things worse. This time around, there's fear Venezuela could see long-term pain, says Meg Lunsager. She's a former IMF official, now at the Wilson Center.
Even if there was a major economic reform, change in the political leadership there, it would take many, many years to bring the oil sector back up to par. You'd need to get Venezuelans to come back home.
It's a matter of confidence. To fix your emerging market debt, your economy, and your politics, to lure workers and international investors back. In Washington, I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.